Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done. You found the Christmas special part two. As in, not Christmas special, but Christmas competition special part two of Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And, oh, let's not muck about here. SS Kaliet, Vorhang off! You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called SS Kaliet that we have played before, and that's from their album Sub-Zero, which is included in our Christmas competition. Every band on this week's show are in the competition, as were every band last week. We've got about 15 CDs to give away, T-shirts, flyers, bloody... I'll tell you what we've got. We've got... promotional condoms. I don't think I mentioned them last week.
Really?
I thought they were matchbooks, but we've got promotional condoms in this. I'll explain those later on. I think I messed up the question last week, so you better listen this week so you get the question right. It will be at the end of the show, so you'll have to listen to the whole thing. But trust me, it's a brilliant competition with loads to give away. It's going to cost me a fortune to post, and it's bound to be to someone on the moon or something. What I want to know is, what is SS Kaliet's website?
sskaliet.de?
No, ss-kaliet.de. Unlucky, you were on the right track there. ss-kaliet, if you want to be technical. And that's, I think that's come via People Like You Records. Yes, it has. Thank you very much, Simon Knott. Every single track we're playing this week has come courtesy of Simon Knott and Simon Says, from various different labels that we will thank during the show. Absolutely, but I'll tell you what, mate, if you like punk rock, you're going to love first half. Well, I'll say the first half. You're going to love this show. Now then, I have some additional material for you.
Oh, cool.
And thank you very much to Glum Bongo and to... who's the other one? I haven't went down who the other one is. I'll have to check. I think it's Josh. But anyway, if you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glum Bongo pissed off in the Congo did. Check this out. This is a little Bijou beauty. Here you go, Tane. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I've been enjoying my Jehovah's Witness advent calendar. Every time you open a door, you get told to fuck off.
Nice.
It's all right, isn't it? I do like that. And we have a poem from... I can't remember who. I'm so sorry. Okay. If you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Here goes. Roses are red, violets are blue. I know where you live, I'm going to molest you. Down by the river, up by the creek, together forever, swapping Swiss meat. First comes Lube, then comes Tony. All in time, my sweet little baby. Oh, that's distressing, isn't it? Distressing.
A little bit.
Swiss meat. I like that. That could be the word of the week, couldn't it?
Could be. Why not?
I'm taking it to just mean penis.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you'd like to stop calling your penis Swiss meat in front of your parents, I'm sure they won't know what the fuck you're talking about. That was this week's additional material, and this is our second song. This has come through again. This is a band called Astro Zombies, who feature Mark Carew from Long Tall Texans on double bass. And I think you might have seen Astro Zombies. I think you saw them that night in that nightclub in Spain. I think they were one of the bands.
The first night?
Yeah, well, the Thursday night, I think. Yeah, whatever it was. I think they were on then. They were certainly on this year, and I really, really enjoyed them. Excellent band. And thank you very much to I Sold My Soul Media and Flaming Star for being a part of Simon not eventually sending this to us. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sort of, yeah. So this is from an album called From Strength to Strength. What I want to know is, what is Astro Zombies website?
AstroZombies.com.
No, TheAstroZombies.com. Poorly being the internet team. Tony Neil, this is The Monkey Fuck. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Astro Zombies. As they do in the competition, you just want to enter this year. I'll have the question for you again at the end of the show. Make sure you listen. Tony, you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a message on our wall. It's on the easiest way to get in touch with us, especially if you are on Facebook. Also, it seems more and more that the bands we feature are getting involved and posting things, and other people are posting adverts and links to songs, so it is worth checking out. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, and leave us a comment. We had another one this week. That's from Liam Arnold, who says, over the last 2 weeks, I've managed to get through 8 hours a day of old episodes.
Jeez.
Why? I'll never know. 8 hours a day.
Me neither. That's dedication to the cause.
That is dedication. How are you doing 8 hours a day unless he's got a really boring job? Must have boring job.
Well, he might have a job.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Let's face it. If he's got a job or he hasn't got a job, he's still doing better than I am. Jesus. Well, Liam, thank you very much
for showing
such willing. As you're an example to everyone. I think anything less than 8 hours a day of funky and you're going to grow up weird, quite frankly.
Exactly.
I think after 8 hours of us in any one stint, you're going to know more about us than we do.
Yes,
I'd say the basis. So. But I can't remember what I've said or done. So if you listen to 8 hours, that's about 10 shows, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about 10 shows.
I would say so.
Yeah, because we normally come in under an hour now. So yeah, well, maybe 9. Hey, let's call it 9. You know, I like it's my favourite number. I like odd numbers. I haven't heard back from Florence Colgate, by the way, if you were listening to last week's show. I don't know whether she listened or not. The scientifically most beautiful woman in the world allegedly was going to listen to Punky Radio last week, but I don't know whether she did.
Okay.
I should tweet her and find out, shouldn't I? That'd make sense.
Yeah.
Right. Don't worry about only having one Facebook comment, though, and please do leave your Facebook comments, because I have an iTunes review for us. Tone, can you just remind people what they're supposed to be doing with iTunes?
Yeah, please do leave us an iTunes review. A few reviews make a massive difference. Help us move up the featured rankings of iTunes. It's all free. And helps us out. So do that. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. So log in, review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
It is really, really important. If you can review us at iTunes, it does help a great deal. I don't really understand why it would make more people listen to our show, but if you review our show, more people find out about it. So please do. This is the one review that we've had recently. It says, great show, boys. Found you the middle of this year. Listened to every show. Never realised there was so much new punk stuff out there. Brilliant. Stay free, City Rocker. And he, of course, gave it
5 stars.
5 stars, exactly. Excellent. Thank you very much. So please do. We do read them out as and when either they happen or, more pertinently, when we notice them. Right, I'm going to play you another song now, mate.
Cool.
And I'll tell you all about it after you've heard it. But in the meantime, should anything go wrong,
my eyes.
Rattenschwanz.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track by a band called Face to Face from an album called Laugh Now, Laugh Later, which sounds an excellent idea. I wish you were at more of my gigs, really. But it hasn't got a very efficient inlay.
Okay.
In that, it doesn't really fit very well. I've managed to get it. Oh, I've got it back in. What I want to know is, what is Face to Face's website?
Facetoface.com.
No, facetofacemusic.com. I'll be close, but no cigar this week. Paulie B. The Internet 3, Tony Nil. That's also come via People Like You Records, of which their full title is I Used to Fuck People Like You in Prison Records, but they tend not to publicise that whole thing, just the People Like You bit. And thank you very much, Simon Knott, as I say, for sending it through. Great album. Make sure you enter the competition for a chance to win it, or indeed just go and buy it. I don't think you can win. The question will be at the end of the show, I'd say you'll have to wait on for that. Did you do anything last week?
No, don't think so. We bought a Christmas tree.
Oh,
proper tree.
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, for toys and Dynablätter.
Yeah, no, first time I had a real tree in years. We used to get the plastic one, but we bought a real one because thought right. We could burn it after Christmas. Got the log burner now.
You just need that you can burn your buying, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
You just need, all you need now is some Christians. Catholic, preferably. Yeah. Alright, well, that's a nice thing to look forward to in the new year, isn't it?
Yes.
Setting fire to a tree.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I've got this little fibre optic thing. And a Christmas tree.
Hey.
I've got a little fibre optic thing that you turn it on and it flashes and goes woo. It takes me about a minute to set up, and that is about as far as my house gets decked. I don't really want to tell you about what I did last week, but I did last Friday night. I did a gig in Woodhall Spa at a place called the Tea House in the Woods. Now, the Tea House in the Woods is a fantastic Italian restaurant and a great venue for stand-up comedy, and I played there before and it was brilliant. However, on Friday, I did some drainage company's Christmas party there, and it was fucking horrific. They had the room set out differently, so there was a big dance floor between, you know, it's all the classic things that can go wrong. Big dance floor between us and the actual audience, between the performers and the invited guests. They were all sat at tables, so most of them had their backs to us. Everyone was pissed. It was just a nightmare. I was supposed to do half an hour. I think I did about 15 minutes, walked off. The bloke who organised it, he couldn't look me in the eye when he handed me the money, and I thought it was because he was so pissed off with how I'd done, but it wasn't. It was because he was so embarrassed. How did I find this out? Because when the show had finished, when he spoke to the compere, because I left at half time, I was first on, he spoke to the compere and he said, I am never going to book another Christmas party ever again. It was horrible. And yeah, I was supposed to go to Ginger Meadham's Psychobilly wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that was on the Saturday. This gig was on the Friday. On the Friday night when I got in, I thought, I'll stay up and listen to the cricket because England are in this really important match against India. It'd be really exciting. I listened for 6 hours. There wasn't a single wicket. I went to bed at 10 o'clock in the morning, Tony.
God.
I stayed up all night. And I went to bed at 10 o'clock in the morning, and in the last hour, between 10 and 11, they got 4 wickets. Absolutely difficult. I could have gone to bed and got up at 10, just listened for an hour, that'd be more sensible, and then I wouldn't have woken up at 5:20 in the afternoon and missed Ginger's fucking wedding, would I? So I missed that gig. You know, I said it was going to be brilliant, missed. There's something else that I was going to tell you about, something that happened over the weekend, but I'll tell you it in the second half of the show, because right now I want to get on with the next two bands. Now, we don't play a lot of live tracks on this show, do we?
No, few and far between.
But we're going to play two in a row now. Listen out for Mad Scene, but first up we have a track from an album called The Broilers, well, the band of Broilers, and the album's called Santa Muerte Live Tapes, and it's a 2-CD collection of, I think, a group of live gigs. I don't think it was all recorded in one go. I don't think, anyway. I might be wrong there, it might have all, I don't know. What do I know about anything? Anyway, look, it's a really good live album, so we're going to play a track of it. What I want to know is, what is Broilers' website?
Broilers.com?
No, broilers.de. Quite a lot of German this week. Paulie B. The Internet 4, Tony Nil. And thanks very much to People Like You Records and Simon Knott for sending this through. This is, of course, Paul the Hooligan.
nog liever geolven. Heute sind die Münchner dran. Wir hassen dieses fiese Pack. Und hauen in Bayern auf den Sack. Der Hooligan hält in der dritten Halbzeit. Paul, der Hooligan, Hooligan zum Kampf, bist du bereit? Paul, der Hooligan hält in der dritten Halbzeit. Paul, der Hooligan, Hooligan zum Kampf, bist du bereit? Torschens aus dem Schrank und die 3 Mark für den Trank und die Pfanne und den Wimpel und deine Kleidung, die ist Symbol. Paul, der Hooligan hält die dritten Halbzeit. Paul, der Hooligan, Hooligan zum Kampf. Bist du bereit? Paul, der Hooligan hält die dritten Halbzeit. Paul, der Hooligan, Hooligan zum Kampf. Bist du bereit? Yeah.
Oh, right. Leipzig, geht's dir gut heute Abend? Heute Abend machen wir mal schön einen zusammen. Samstagnacht. Besser geht nicht. Hooligan, Hooligan, come on, fight. Hooligan, Hooligan, it's alright. Hooligan, Hooligan, come on, fight. Hooligan, Hooligan, it's alright. Yeah, Hooligan, Hooligan, come on, fight. Hooligan, Hooligan, it's alright. Hooligan, Hooligan, come on, fight. Hooligan, Hooligan, it's alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Watch out! Kids! I say, I feel. Welcome, kids, have the fun. Take the school and make the run. Well, there's a town in Germany who has well-known history. Many people in this town are poor. And west, and you can see it's so good. Where many people in this town are poor. We're poor, but we're not alone, 'cause we are strong. Watch out, kids, don't see the sun. Where rich bastards can push you so far. I spit on them with a smile on my face. The push is on the streets. Higher men jump.
To Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm sorry this show has reduced you to your knees.
Yeah.
some things we talk about while the songs are on that we really can't repeat. That was Mads Sin, who I've had the pleasure of meeting, Cuff de Vil, the lead singer, on a number of occasions. And that is, now that is from their live album that came out this year to celebrate 25 years of Mads Sin. But it's actually on a CD that we're giving away that's it's just a little three-track sampler. We are playing another track off it later on in the show. So this is only a little free EP that you'll get. That's a track of Walltown Kids that we have played the studio version before, a couple of years ago. One of their best-known songs, as you can tell by the audience reaction when they started playing it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Mads Sin's website?
Madsin.de.
It is!
Hey.
Only one, poorly being the internet for. You got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 bar
with bells on
my knees.
On his knees.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's Sunday Mushy in London. There is an open mic night on Sunday, so let's ignore that. But hey, if you are up for opening a mic, go down on Sunday night. And here, we're going to do Thursday to Saturday. Thursday, 20th December. Billy Vincent, Bleak, Bobo Bells, Skyhook, and a late set from the Swabler 3. So who on them is Bish Bosh night?
We don't know a lot about Hieronymus Bish Bosh, do we?
No.
I think we should try and find out, Tony. Maybe I could give you a little festive job. Find out a bit more about Hieronymus Bish Bosh, will you?
Okay, I'll see if there's anything. They tend not to give you much information.
Well, yes, I know, yeah. Tony, but that's what the internet's for, isn't it?
Okay, Paul.
I don't mean to be rude, but we know about London Calling nights, don't we? We know they're punk nights and they're fucking great. And we know about Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous, because we know the people that run that and we know their gigs are always great. But Hieronymus Bish Bosh shows up from time to time and we don't know a lot.
Okay.
So fucking find out.
Friday night. Oh, yeah. How much is that, sorry, Thursday night?
£6.
It is. Friday night. Cunt and the Gang.
Hey!
Viva Las Vegas. Food and the Fish Mittens. How much do you think that is? It's London Calling night, right?
Oh, okay, and it'll be great as well, because cunt's on. You don't need to know anything else, do you? Yeah, and Fish Mittens, what a name for a band. If we didn't have Swiss Meat, let's have a double word of the week this week, because I think we can guess what Fish Mitten is, can't we?
Yeah.
I'd like to put my Swiss Meat in your Fish Mitten. I am going to say that to someone over the Christmas period. Excellent. Two words of the week. Fish Mitten. Love it. £6.
£7.
Ooh!
And that's in advance as well, so...
Cheeky.
Yeah. Finally, Saturday night, Moonshine Stalkers, Henry and the Bleeders, Sin Kings, Scatsville Busters, and The Creek Freaks, and a midnight set from The Ligaments. It's a Bad Luck Saloon night.
And it's going to be great, and I've seen Moonshine Stalkers before, and they're brilliant, and I've seen Henry and the Bleeders before, and they're brilliant. It's a classic psychobilly, rockabilly, etc. at night. It'll be brilliant.
How much do you think?
£6.
£7.
Wow, again, £7. It must be Christmas.
And I think they're pretty much closed for Christmas as well. So I think I think literally 24th to maybe the 27th, 28th, they just shut every day. So
right,
go now, basically.
Yeah, that's going to be another great night. I can recommend. Friday, I don't know a lot about Hieronymus Bish Bosh, but I can recommend Friday and Saturday at the 12th Bar this weekend for your entertainment.
That's it for Gig Guide.
Fair enough. In that case, then, that's been
Tony's
International Gig Guide. 12 bar. Jing, 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 jing. Ho, ho, ho. Right then. Should we play another song?
Yep.
This is Jim Jefferies, Tony.
Okay.
Not the Jim Jefferies, it's the Jim Jefferies. Not that other Jim Jefferies, it's the Jim Jefferies. I'm not talking about the former Scottish rugby international with a face like an elephant's bum. I'm also not talking about the relatively famous stand-up comic that I actually know, Jim Jefferies, who is a bit of a YouTube sensation. He's done exceptionally well.
Australian guy.
Yeah. I'm actually talking about the also known in psychobilly circles Jim Jefferies, star guitar player with various psychobilly and rockabilly bands, who's somehow found time to do a solo album as well. This has come by I Sell My Soul Media and Flaming Star, I think, as well. Anyway, thanks to them. And obviously via Simon Knott, as everything else is this week. What I want to know is, what is Jim Jefferies' MySpace page?
myspace.com/Jim Jeffries.
No, myspace.com/Jim Jeffries Music, which makes it Paulie B in step 5, Tony 1. A little bit of rock and roll coming up for you now. Dawny Hearn, this is Deluxe Map.
She treated me right. We stay home and make love all night. You're making me lose my mind. Yeah, I'm giving all my loving to a deluxe lumber of mine. Mama, she treated me right. We stay home and make love all night. We making me lose my mind. Yeah, I'm giving all my loving to a deluxe lumber of mine. She's a rock and roll diva. She's a bitch of class. She don't slow down, but she likes it too fast. She's got ooh-wee. You're making me lose my mind. She's a red hot lover, that deluxe lumber of mine.
Listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We will update the beds in the new year. Jim Canamella, your son's band will get on here. I'm just a bit slow doing things. And yes, we will do that interview as well.
Oh, yeah.
With Evans. Which, yeah, how long is that? 6 months?
Gotta be.
I know. Let's. We can't even make it a New Year's resolution. We've just got to try and do it, haven't we? I feel really bad about that. Anyway, are you doing anything this week?
Getting ready for Christmas, really. Finishing, I've got log burner people fitting, plaster is coming, and then it's about 2-3 days before Christmas, so we've got to like, get the house decked up with holly and get some rugs to cover the floors and try and get it homely.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a building site at the minute.
Yeah, try and make. Well, you just need a couple of rooms to look nice, don't you?
Yeah. A couple more. We've got two or three now, but yeah, it'd be nice to get the log burner room is the lounge, and that's just been plastered.
So okay.
It's a bit dirty.
I've just been plastered, mate. There's nothing new there.
Cool.
I'm going to Oslo tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, till Saturday. The only gig I'm doing this week is on Saturday night at the Dirty Cow. Well, I'm involved in the Friday night as well. If you happen to find yourself in Oslo over the weekend, why not come to the Dirty Cow on Tollbugata? It's in Centrum. It's near the Dubliner. If you know where the Dubliner is, it's near there. And it features a comic called Dan Mitchell, who was on ITV So You Think You're Funny last year and was one of the comics that did well on it, as it goes. And me and Simon Emmanuel, and it'll be great fun if you're around. Do come down to that. Other than that, the only other thing I've got going, we won't have time to talk about before it happens, I don't think, which is on the 27th of December, I'm doing my next Burlesque and Cabaret Night... Dolly's Barn Party in the Victorian Hitchin, which is on the 27th of December. So if you are in the Hitchin area, there are a limited number of tickets available in the Victoria pub on Ickleford Road in Hitchin. So and that's about it for me. I haven't got any plans for the year, but we will talk about, we're going to do a show, aren't we, between Christmas and New Year?
Yeah,
so we're not going to do a show next Tuesday because it's Christmas Day. We'll do it a couple of days after, so we will be a little bit late next week, but it will happen. It's nearly time to ask you the question for this fabulous competition when you win everything. But before that, let's play another song, which I'll talk about after this. This is a band called Everblame, and this is Like Megan Fox. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Everblame and a track called Like Megan Fox. I think that came out by Flaming Star, and I sold my soul media. Thank you very much to you and Simon Knopf sending it through. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Everblame's website?
Everblame.com.
No. Everblame.de, which makes it probably the internet 6. Tony 1. Oh dear. Bit of a thrashing this week. Do you have a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where are they from, and reason. Let's see out 2012, the supposed year of twat, with some kind of twatage. So do email me if you have one. That's what Liam Arnold did this week, and he says, "Goopa Goopa, I'll get straight to the point. I nominate my boss for being a twat. I've been miserable in my job for the last 2 years. It's caused me health problems, both physical and mental. Yesterday, I finally handed in my notice to quit. Within an hour of me giving him my notice, the entire factory knew I was quitting. I don't give two fucks about that. I'm just pissed off with the fact that my private information was shared without my consent."
Quite right, Joe.
So, I nominate my ring piece of a boss, but is it that? Always looking, always listening. Liam.
Always looking, always listening. I'm starting to think it might have been Liam that sent us the poem.
Right. And also, obviously, it's, that explains why he's listening to punk for 8 hours a day.
Always listening.
He really is.
He's always listening. Oh, brilliant, Liam. Well, look, I hope you have more luck in your next job, whatever that may be. And yes, you're absolutely right. Let's track this fuck.
Yeah, 2013 were better.
Let's
that's what we're all saying.
Fish kitten.
Yeah. Right, you ready, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Liam's ring piece of a boss from Hinckley, Warwickshire is a twat.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
That's nice.
It is indeed. Now then, let's do the competition now. Okay. I'm going to run through what's in it, first of all.
Right.
Prepare yourself. There is a Frenzy of Tongs t-shirt. There is a Jamaican Argo t-shirt. There is a The Bones Monkeys with Guns t-shirt. There is an Objects t-shirt. Four fucking great t-shirts there. We also have stickers from Demented Argo, Welcome Back to Insanity Hall. And we have a load of stickers for Rock and Roll is the Devil's Music. And we have some other people like you stickers there. We've got some Demented Argo limited edition postcards. We have a Demented Argo poster. I've got a poster that says the brand new studio album here by someone. No, it doesn't. Buster Shuffle poster, Bones poster, Restless poster, which is really cool. I should keep that, really. I might keep that. No, that isn't the one that I'm on. No, sorry, you have that. What else we got here? We got Jim Jeffries poster, a Hancock's poster. You know, we played the Hancock's the other week. Hancock's been Pip Hancock's and Guanabats got one of their posters. We've got a really nice poster, actually. That's the Billy Killers one, which is the 3-track EP. I said that's got a really nice promotional poster. That's the posters. Then we also have some Voodoo Rhythm. Got a Voodoo Rhythm postcard. Becky Lee and Drunkfoot. We played a couple of tracks by them. We're going to play another one in the new year. That's a fantastic poster. She's as fit as fuck. We got a Frenzy of Tongs sticker I've just found, and another Frenzy of Tongs sticker. And what's this? Three more Frenzy of Tongs. A Van Feeble sticker. It's all right. We're nearly into the music here because we've also got three Summer Vegetable Sampler People Like You Records promotional condoms. They should go in for you.
Yay!
We've got all the music from last week's show, which includes The Procession. Oh, and some that we didn't as well, but albums from The Procession, Rob Marr, Grand Reserve a single, Steve Pult's album, a band called Quinn. There might be something to do with that, and their album Red Light Means Go. I hope you noticed that. Healthy Junkies album, Valve Rider album, The Nerks single by The Hedrons promotional. That'll be worth a bit in a million years probably. The Dirty Home of Rock and Roll sample of People Like You Records. Oh, what's this? Songs in the Key of Death by Paul B. Edwards, you lucky people. Then moving on to this week, we also have Rock and Roll is the Devil's Music sampler, 20 great fucking tracks on there. Templeton Peck album, Slow Down for Nothing. Restless, Sounds Like Restless, that goes with the poster, so you get the poster and the album, lucky you. Everblame, Frantic, Jim Jeffries coming to get you. Broilers, Santa Muerta live tape. Face to Face, Laugh Now, Laugh Later. Astro Zombies from Strength to Strength. And SS Caliette, Sub-Zero. What a fucking prize that is.
Nice.
It's not bad, is it? It's taking about 10 minutes to read it out. And this album, A Band Called Quinn by Red Light Means Go. Or was it? It's actually, Red Light Means Go is the name of the album by A Band Called Quinn. I will ask you the question at the end of this show, but what about all of that?
That's a long list.
It really is. And we will announce the winners of the first show of the new year. So it'll actually be a new year. But fuck me, that's going to take me ages to box out. That's loads of stuff. This might be the best prize we've ever done in 7 years, I think.
Yeah.
We had one competition with more CDs, but I think this is a better selection. This is just a fantastic. You've got a new record collection, a new fucking wardrobe, and you can fucking decorate your bedroom with this is price.
And there's condoms. Yeah.
So once you have got the new record collection and the new wardrobe and decorate your bedroom, you can invite someone back to your place to see it all and listen to it and go, fuck me, that's a nice one. Can I screw you? Yes, and perfectly safely because of these promotional condoms.
Exactly.
Every day's Christmas in Funky Radio Land. But here's the last track. This is another one from the Billy Killers sampler by the Peacocks. Tony, what is the Peacocks website?
thepeacocksmusic.com.
No, thepeacocks.ch. Poorly being internet is 7, Tony 1. All I've got is what you see. Oh yeah, my That was the Peacocks. All I've Got Is What You See. Thank you ever so much for listening this year. We will do our big send-off next week, just after Christmas. I hope you do have a great Christmas. If you would like the chance to win everything I mentioned in the last section, and trust me, you do, there's loads of it. What I want to know is, what did I think a band called Quinn were called originally? What did I think a band called Quinn were called? If you listen to the last section of this show, just before this one, before the last band, I do give the answer away. But so, rewind. What did I think a band called Quinn were originally called? Send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Punky Competition or Punky Christmas Competition or Punky Radio Christmas, any combination of Punky Radio Christmas Competition in any order. I'm going to know what it is. And do enter. It's brilliant. Right, that's about it, Tony. Maybe you could just quickly thank the internet stations that carry our show.
Yep, thank you to Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. Big thanks to Padunk at Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And finally, extrememetalradio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E, metalradio.net. Thanks and good luck for the name change next year. We'll talk more about that in January.
Yes, and we will talk to you just after Christmas. Have a fantastic few days, you festive fuckers. I hope some of you get your Swiss meat into fish mittens, or you get your fish mittens filled with Swiss meat. Hey, this is a democracy, Tony, isn't it?
It is.
Only I am the leader. Yeah. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.